grace,
mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There is great beauty in the imagery that's in the Bible. Imagery that is written deeply into the heart of the scriptures of what we know as the Old Testament. And that imagery is a foreshadow to prefigure the rich and profound meaning of the Messiah revealed in the Gospels. The Lord did this, setting in place laws of sacrifice so that when the Messiah, the Blessed One of the living God, came, we would be able to understand the powerful significance of his life, death, and resurrection. The implication is so powerful that Christ is truly life transforming. The sacrificial commands established by God as recorded in the law of Moses, they set the stage for the coming Messiah. Lambs played a very important part of the Hebrew worship life and sacrificial requirements. Daily, at the temple in Jerusalem, a lamb was sacrificed every morning and one every evening. Morning and evening, a lamb was sacrificed. The morning sacrificial lamb and the evening sacrificial lamb were a sin offering for the sins of the people. Twice a day, there was this constant reminder that the Lord God is holy, and there needs to be atonement for the sins of the people. Leviticus chapters 4, 5, 6, and 7 of the law of Moses record the Lord's instructions for the sin and guilt offerings. These chapters list sins that require an individual guilt offerings to the priest for atonement of sin. Atonement is an important word. It's the reconciliation of the covenant relationship that was broken by the sin. It's making amends for the wrong and seeking the forgiveness of the holy Lord God to remove the guilt. Atonement, restoring that relationship that was broken. As a devout Hebrew living in the covenant with the holy Lord God, a deep sense of obligation was ingrained in you to bring a guilt offering to the Lord. You would not desire to live in a broken covenantal relationship. A burning desire to offer the sin and guilt offering would be in your heart because you want to live in a holy, healthy relationship with the covenant of your God. Many times, day in and day out, you sin. And you know an offering needs to be brought before the Lord. Countless times you are unable to live up to what the law commands. Numerous reminders that the Lord is holy and you are guilty of many sins. Off to the priest at the temple you go to offer the sin and guilt offering. Before you go, you head out to your flock and select the best you have to offer according to the law of Moses. How many times did a Hebrew person, as they were leaving the temple, experience the need to offer a guilt offering almost immediately after offering the guilt offering? How many times in your own life have you said, "I'm sorry"? And then shortly thereafter, something happens, you sin again, and another apology is needed. That never-ending sin and guilt offering cycle. Year after year, on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, observed according to the law of Moses. It's recorded in Leviticus chapter 16, the command of God concerning this day of atonement, Yom Kippur. On this most holy day, only on this most holy day. Really understand that only on this most holy day is the high priest allowed to enter into that holy of holies. The high priest must come with the blood of the sacrifice and sprinkle the blood on the atonement cover, the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. Then the high priest lays both his hands on the head of the scapegoat and confess over it the iniquities, all the sins and transgressions of the people Israel. The scapegoat is then sent out into the wilderness to bear away all by itself all the iniquities of Israel into that solitary land. These actions, these sights, these sounds, and all the accompanying smells are ingrained into your life as a Hebrew. From the youngest age that you can recall, memories you have seen, you have heard, and you have smelled the sin and guilt offerings being offered. As you grew older, you offered your own sin and guilt offerings from your own flock, offering your best to the Lord your God, just as your father had done, just as his father had done before him, and so forth. Year after year, as you grew up in your family, you remember the Passover feast. As a young child, you would help clean the house and remove all the leaven. Then as you grew older, you helped select the Passover lamb, a male a year old from either the sheep or goats, unblemished, your very best. You selected the lamb on the 10th day. Then on the 14th day at twilight, you bring the lamb to be sacrificed. You bring a bull, too, to catch the blood of the sacrifice. Back home with a bunch of hyssop, you dip it in the blood from the sacrifice and you reach up and brush it across the doorpost. You dip again and you brush the doorposts, the lintel, the doorpost, the door frame all around from the blood of the sacrifice. All in remembrance of the great deliverance by the mighty hand of the Lord your God. The night death passed over and freedom from slavery came to the people Israel. It's very hard for us today to understand the sacrificial aspects of the temple of the Lord. We don't understand the constant commotion of people bringing animals to offer their sin and guilt offerings and burnt offerings. The smell, the smoke, the sounds, the aroma wafting through the air. The obedience to offer your very best, unblemished, prized lamb. Try to place yourself into the culture of the Jewish people at the time of Jesus. The immensity of the importance of offering to the Lord the sin and guilt offerings along with all the others. It's ingrained into your life. Then one day a man you've been following because you've seen he's a prophet of God points to another human being, another man, and says, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The next day he says the same thing as he sees the same man walking by. "Look, the Lamb of God." John the Baptist points and says on two different times, two different days, "Look, the Lamb of God." You hear those words, knowing all your life the importance of the sin and guilt offering. And before your eyes, John points to a man and calls him the Lamb of God. Something very significant is happening here. Something incredibly awesome is being spoken by John the Baptist. If you will, all the sacrifice found in the law of Moses was written for this moment. The uncountable number of sin and guilt offerings of lambs by individuals throughout the year and by the people Israel on the Day of Atonement were offered so we could see this moment. The unmeasurable amount of blood from the sacrifices poured out day after day, morning and evening, were so we would comprehend. The yearly Day of Atonement, when the blood was brought into the most holy of holies and placed on the mercy seat, the atonement cover, the Ark of the Covenant, was so we could comprehend the worth of this one called the Lamb of God. The Passover lamb's blood as a sign for death to pass over, and was the deliverance by the mighty hand of God, was for us and all people to understand, to truly see Jesus on the cross, crucified. He was there, sacrificed on the cross as the spotless, unblemished sin and guilt offering. Jesus made this clear about himself when during the Passover meal he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered the cup of wine to the disciples, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus' blood poured out for forgiveness. All those sins and guilt offerings could not bring perfect forgiveness that only the blood of the Lamb of God could bring. The Son of God, perfect sacrifice. As it was written in Hebrews chapter 10, here again the first four verses of Hebrews 10. "The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifice repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshipers would have been cleansed once for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." Sin is real. And the law of Moses, written at the direction of God, clearly shows that sin is real and guilt is real. Together, sin and guilt must be dealt with. Transgressing the law of the Lord could not and should not be disregarded. The Lord established the sacrifices to make plain and clear the implication of transgressing His word. The years of sacrifices taught that sacrifices were needed. At the same time, it was taught that nothing we could humanly offer would be sufficient. Another sacrifice was always needed. Something more than what we could offer was truly needed to truly purify, atone, and reconcile us with God. Nothing we could offer could come close to what was truly needed. The truth that the Lord, our God, has Himself provided the perfect offering to atone for our sin is glorious good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 10, portion of verse 10. We have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Christ once for all. We have been made holy. The disciple John writes in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, He, that is Jesus Christ, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. The disciple Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 21, For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you truly are forgiven by the blood of the Lamb of God. Take hold of this truth. Believe and receive this gospel grace. You are forgiven in Christ Jesus. There is nothing more for you to pay. Christ Jesus has paid the full price. All your sin, all your guilt is forgiven, forever forgiven. In Christ Jesus the Lord. Come. Come and experience the sweetest relief for your soul. Come to the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, and live. Live eternally with Him. Amen.